The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Well, they finally did it. They finally did it. Now the real fight begins. Breaking, Donald Trump officially indicted. In a shocking twist, Donald Trump has been officially indicted by a Manhattan-based grand jury. In the weeks prior, the situation had appeared to deteriorate for District Attorney Alvin Fat Chipmunk Bragg. On Wednesday, it was announced that the grand jury was being sent home for a month. The assumption, a fair one at the time, was that Bragg needed more time to rescue his case. That was apparently wrong, though, as the grand jury voted to indict on Thursday, the New York Times report. A Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Donald J. Trump on Thursday for his role in paying hush money to Stormy porn star, according to four people with knowledge of the matter, a historic development that will shake up 2024 presidential race and forever mark him as the nation's first former president to face criminal charges. The felony indictment, filed under seal by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, will likely be announced in the coming days. By then, prosecutors working for the District Attorney, Alvin L. Bragg, will have asked Mr. Trump to surrender and face arraignment on charges that remain unknown for now. I'll be honest in saying I didn't see this coming. All signs, including various source reports, were pointing to the indictment breaking down, not accelerating. Bragg was apparently playing things close to the vest, though, and now charges have been filed. They have not been revealed yet, but the filing is done deal. It's just a matter of timing on the official announcement by the DA's office. This is all garbage, dude. This is all revenge. This is all about not having him be the president. But I maintain, just like Elon Musk said, if Trump is indicted or arrested, indicted, he is going to win by a landslide. Now the real fight begins. The charge remains farcical, and Trump would normally have a good shot at beating them, but this is Manhattan. We are talking about, and a jury is almost certain to hold serious animus towards the former president. That leaves everything very uncertain. It also sets up 2023 to be even more insane than it's already been. Buckle up. This is still a developing story. So the bottom line is that these people will stop at nothing because they do not want Trump to be president again. They already did it a different way in 2020. Now they're trying a different way to get him out of the race this time. So, yeah, it's not a conspiracy theory. And all conspiracy theories aren't false. So, not because it's a conspiracy theory means that it's not real. So, I don't know. This is just ludicrous stuff. This is insane stuff. It's a witch hunt, obviously. And people aren't going to stand for it. People aren't going to stand for it at all. This is just plain old stupid. I don't understand. Well, I do understand. They do not want him to be president again. They just don't. They would rather burn it all down, as it says, cut off your nose to spite your face, than to have him be president again. And that's apparent here. They will not stop fighting until something bad happens. And yeah, this is pathetic. This is real pathetic. I don't even know what to say. I'm just befuddled by how insane these lunatics are. They really are lunatics. They really are. So, let's see. I have another source here. Let's read from this other source here. Let's just queue it up real quick here. I have another source here. Okay, this one here. Probably going to be pretty much the same information. But breaking news, again, Donald Trump indicted by a Manhattan grand jury. A Manhattan grand jury voted to indict 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, on Thursday in the case pursued by District Attorney Douchebag Bragg for payment to Stormy. The felony indictment, the first against a former president, was filed under seal by Bragg's office and will presumably be unsealed and announced in the days to come. But that means the broader public does not yet know which charges on which the grand jury voted to indict the former president. So, as Town Hall previously reported, the former president, lawyer Joseph, has said Trump will surrender to face the charges and be arraigned in person after a remote option was reportedly not preferred by the district attorney's office. That process, if Trump indeed appears in person, will involve a negotiated surrender between Trump's legal team, the United States Secret Service, and authorities in Manhattan. Trump will be fingerprinted, photographed, and formally arraigned. Trump responded to the indictment with a lengthy statement. This is a statement. This is a political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, and even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. You remember it just like I do. Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax 1, impeachment hoax 2, the legal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this. The Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump, but now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent who just so happens to be a president of the United States, and by far the leading Republican candidate for president, had never happened before ever. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros is a disgrace rather than stopping the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City. He's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement and our party unity and strong will first defeat Alvin Bragg, and then we will defeat Joe Biden, and we are going to throw every last one of them out of office so we can make America great again. On Wednesday, the former president posted on Truth Social about the respect he had gained for the grand jury that indicted him on Thursday. I have gained such respect for this jury and perhaps even the grand jury system as a whole. The evidence is so overwhelming in my favor and so ridiculously bad for the highly partisan and hateful district attorney that the grand jury is saying, hold on, we are not a rubber stamp, which most grand juries are branded as being. We are not going to vote against a preponderance of evidence or against large numbers of legal scholars all saying there is no case here. Drop this sick witch hunt now. Prior to the official grand jury indictment, the Republican-led U.S. House Representative launched an inquiry of D.A. Bragg for what the GOP committee chairman say is an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority. The indictment of a former president of the United States and current declared candidate for the office that comes after years of years searching for a basis, any basis on which to bring charges, ultimately settling on a novel legal theory untested anywhere in the country, and now one that federal authorities declined to pursue. The fact that the legal case Bragg is likely to bring is untested means a court could limit the charges handed up by the grand jury or throw out Bragg's case altogether. Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, reacted to the indictment by torching Bragg for engaging in a blatant abuse of power and warning a weaponized justice system endangers us all. So, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis considered a likely 2024 primary opponent to Trump also chimed in to blast the un-American weaponization of the legal system. And he said that Soros-backed Bragg has engaged in what's more, DeSantis said, Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda. So on Twitter, that's what he wrote there. The Soros-backed Manhattan district attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct, yet now he is, and he's, yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy. So, yeah, this is ongoing. We're going to see what's going to happen here. We'll see. I'll definitely keep this story. I'll keep you updated on what's going on here, but clearly this fat boy is a let's end this, because I'm gonna
Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.